It's the California Update from KRCB Radio. I'm Mark Prell. The tone of Governor Jerry Brown's signing and veto messages is generating at least as much buzz as the bills themselves. Brown using some of them to air his frustrations with Republicans who didn't support tax increases this year. Jenny O'Mara reports from Sacramento.
In a recent veto message, Brown called one GOP lawmaker's state parks bill a good idea, but not one that needs a law. He went on to say what parks really need is sufficient funding to stay open. He noted in a signing message that a bill had had strong bipartisan support and said he wished such spirit could be applied to creating clean energy jobs. Senate Republican leader Bob Dutton isn't amused with the messages directed at members of his party.
Sometimes I think sometimes they're a little too cute. I mean, you can always do a counterpoint to some of the things that he has indicated.
Some Democrats have also been on the receiving end of the more pointed messages. In one, vetoing a bill that would have required helmets for children when they skied, Brown said, "Not every human problem deserves a law." USC political analyst Dan Schnur says bill signing is a grueling effort and suggests that one should cut the governor some slack. Schnur was also spokesman for former governor Pete Wilson.
It's a lot of work to do. It's an isolating job, and it's got to be done in a very short time period. So no question that any governor of either party gets tired and gets frustrated and wants to vent a little bit.
Some lawmakers on the receiving end of such messages that we contacted opted not to comment on them. They were, in some cases, still waiting for actions on their other measures. At the state capitol, I'm Jenny O'Mara.
That's the California Update. Find these and other stories on our community news website, northbayvoice.org.